Okay.
Also,
no.
What is Pentatonix movie sex? This is a hard left, but is that a movie?
Yeah, that's Casey's name in this today, and I'm confused by it.
Okay, well, let me explain it to you.
Okay.
Sorry, Allie, if you're listening. So Allie came over to my house today, and we were watching a movie. And it's, I don't even remember what it's called. I already pushed it out of my memory. It was just the worst thing I've ever seen. So it's a Christmas movie, and the concept is that this girl is in the airport, and she gets... Are you opening your wrapper?
Yes, I'm trying to like do it away from the mic. I'm sorry. I'm looking away for those of you who literally can't see my face, but I'm listening.
The girl is stuck in the airport on Christmas Eve because why wouldn't she be?
Duh.
And so she goes to the airport lounge and she meets this guy there. They hit it off. They talk for like 2 hours and he goes and she tells him who Pentatonix is because he didn't know who they were apparently. And she's like, they're my favorite band. And can I just preface something? And I'm literally, this doesn't matter, but it kind of matters a little bit to the context of the story. Like, I don't want to be like one of those moms that just throws in like, he was a black man. But I do have to mention the couple is black because they talk about working for historic black colleges, and that's part of her nonprofit, and that's kind of how they connect in the beginning. Mm-hmm. So I feel like Pentatonix doesn't really make sense for her to like that on this like intense level because it's a cappella and like, I don't know. Maybe
does that feel pretty white?
I don't know. It feels kind of white to me. But
yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's not. Sorry if it's not.
They're bucking the stereotype.
Yeah. Good for them.
They're pushing boundaries in that movie.
But he didn't know what it was. And she's like, I can't believe you don't know who Pentatonix is. And then she shows him a song and they're like listening to it. And he's like, you know what? I wouldn't normally say this, but like, who connects with someone so well 2 hours in an airport? Like a year from now, if you're single and I'm single, let's meet up at the Pentatonix concert and like, let's make this happen.
Oh, okay.
Versus like, hey, give me your number and let's just right. Stop talking.
And let's go silent for a year.
He literally says, because she is dating somebody, which is kind of the caveat in this, but he literally says, if this is fate, don't give me your name, your last name. Don't give me your number. Don't give me any of your socials, because if this is fate, we're meant to find each other. Weird.
All right.
But then the whole concept of the movie is she's trying to find a ticket to the show a year later.
Because she's single now?
Because she's single now because her boyfriend cheated on her. And that's the whole movie. That is a whole movie.
Oh.
And for that's whatever bad. Reason, Pentatonix is following along with her journey of trying to find this ticket. Like they're following it like it's a major social media story. And they act so pretentious in it. And like, diva-ish.
The Pentatonix crew?
Yes.
Oh, hate that.
I don't know. It was just weird. And it was so cringe. And I told Allie, I was like, and Allie loves Pentatonix. So
we have actually been to a concert together, me and Allie.
We talked about that today. Mm-hmm. She was stomaching it because she likes Pentatonix. She's able to push through. I said, Allie, if you weren't here, I would have shut this off an hour ago.
So Pentatonix wasn't the main... It was like the story
The whole main goal was to get to this Pentatonix concert.
Okay.
But they had like cameos throughout it, but they weren't the main characters.
Yeah.
But
it was
promoting them the whole time. Like the whole idea was like every person they would run into, they'd be like, Pentatonix? Like, are you kidding me? Like that type of vibe.
Yeah.
I'm like, no way. You want to go to Pentatonix concert? Of course. It's just like the best band I've ever heard of. You know, like that type of situation. It's just like, ugh.
Who would ever do that?
I watched two Christmas movies yesterday, actually.
Oh, good for you.
Because I thought, so I watched one of them because I thought it was, I heard rumblings that there's a Christmas movie out there that's supposed to be resembling Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce.
Oh my gosh, I heard about that. Did you watch that one?
So my sister-in-law and her girlfriend were here for the weekend and they love cheesy Christmas movies. And it was her girlfriend's birthday yesterday. So we were like, Mel, we'll do whatever you want. And she was like, I want to watch that Taylor Swift.
Oh my
gosh. So we turned one on. Wasn't it.
Oh.
Which is why we watched two Christmas movies yesterday. Because we watched...
So you, we got you the give her the whole tour. Thing and so, you're like, I just don't get, like, where no, was the it was Travis like, Kelce part?
It was like... Or not Travis 10 Kelce. Minutes into it, I was like, this was sold as being Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce. Because it was... So the one we watched was... Couldn't even tell you the name. She... Her parents... Her family is like chief super fans and they own like a apparel store in Kansas City for like the Chiefs. Hmm. And the whole plot is the like super fan coordinator for the Chiefs doesn't really actually care about football. And but he goes to like interview this family and they fall in love and he falls in love with the Chiefs because of the girl. So
okay.
About 10 minutes in, I was like, okay, so she's not a rock star. Like, okay, she's not yeah, a like, singer. Like,
right. The only premise
we,
is the
And
Chiefs.
Then we Googled it and we were like, oh, there's another one. So we did watch that one then. And it was, I enjoyed it because they had a bunch of little, like, they would like they said like 13 a bunch or 15 because she has a song 15 or like the one character said something about like you know that all too well, which is
you know, they like, were throwing was, in the lines
they were throwing
okay.
in a bunch of and like the Travis supposed to be Travis Kelce his niece like answered his phone once and said like he can't come to the phone right now because he's dead, you know, like
are they like things sued?
I don't know. No, probably not.
Glad you watch a movie because
like,
it might
honestly,
come down.
I was watching
year.
This and I was like, Taylor Swift will probably never watch this movie. You know,
like I feel like Taylor is the type of person to like sue you for doing that, for like her using her likeness without her permission.
Maybe
she's a billionaire now. Maybe she wants to
She'll
be a trillionaire.
She didn't care. She'll
and they mentioned you. That they were like, you could be you're a billionaire, and you donate to charity, and like they were like listing off all these. Like
I can be your charity, Taylor. If you're listening, give me one milli. That's all I
just
need.
One
milli.
So anyways, I can be your charity. I'm not a Christmas movie person, but I watched two yesterday. So.
Wow, good job.
Thank you.
I mean, you were forced, but good job anyway.
I'll get jewels in my crown in heaven.
Okay, well, I also watched two movies as well. Okay, this is funny. We're having...
I actually watched two movies today as well. That was just
I'm crying. Wait, this is actually the funniest ramble because 2 weeks ago, if you guys have been following along, we did an actual movie review. And this is this is unsolicited. Just
this
reviews,
is a free
which is
review
funny.
For you.
Did any of you watch the hot? What's the hot Santa one?
Oh, the gentleman, the merry gentleman,
hot frosty.
I watched it.
Did
hot frosty?
It's so bad.
Is it bad?
Oh, it's terrible.
In a good way or in a bad way?
No, in a bad way, and it totally is ruining my opinion of. What's his face from Schitt's
Creek?
The
actor?
Yes. Oh, no. I'm like actually like grossed out by him now.
No.
Like he ruined that. He ruined his image.
That sucks.
Wait, that makes me really sad.
Like I think of how he looked in it and I like get nightmares, you guys.
Oh, okay. Like it like is traumatized.
Like
I mean, he doesn't look good in the promo.
No, and he doesn't look good in the movie.
That sucks.
But yeah, anyway, Hot Frosty. It's kind of funny. You should watch it, but it still sucks.
Okay. Is this Netflix?
Of course.
Of course. Yeah, I guess this all is.
Oh, to watch both of my movies, I had to get a free trial to Hallmark. So that's that was worth it, I guess, because it's free. All right, Kiki, I've cut you off twice now. Go ahead.
I know. I cut you off at least five.
And I've just been sitting here so patient. I just want to share my story.
Okay.
So my first one is called Carry On. Has kind of a little bit to do with Christmas. Have you guys seen the promos for that?
No.
No.
So it's more of a thriller. It happens to take place on Christmas Eve, but
wait,
that is not.
Is it? Is
okay,
it the
this
premise?
Is
Bad
giving
Christmas
me
movie?
The same vibes as like, this is a really good Christmas movie. And then it wasn't even Christmas. And then it wasn't good.
Okay. Well, this one is actually has a plot and it is actually interesting if you are into like thriller. The whole thing is.
But it doesn't have anything to do with Christmas?
Well, I mean, it's not a Christmas movie. It just happens to take place on Christmas Eve because the whole thing is. Somebody like is trying to pretty much be a terrorist and it takes place in the airport.
So it's not a Hallmark movie at all.
Not
this
a Hallmark
is the
movie.
Left
so
beat.
She's just saying she watched movies.
In the beginning, all of the like security people are like, okay, it's Christmas Eve. So we're on high alert and blah, blah, blah. So it like it happens on Christmas Eve, but that's like tiny
the
bit of the story.
Thing, yeah.
But essentially, person who you don't really like see a lot about kind of gets hold of one of the security detect like guys who's manning the detector. I don't know what they're called. TSA agents. Who knows?
Yeah.
Gives them an earbud and says, like, you have to do what I say or else like your girlfriend, pregnant girlfriend will die, essentially. And he's like, at this time, at this place. I
don't like this movie.
I know. It was kind of like, I had to watch it in the daylight because it was actually.
Can we fast forward to the next movie?
Yeah. No. You said you watched two Christmas movies and I'm sorely disappointed by this.
Are you going to watch it? No, I just said I watched two movies, not Christmas movies. These are both not Christmas.
You're right.
But you joining the conversation implied you were talking about Christmas
movies. Well, I didn't say that. Do you want to hear the rest of the story or you kind of get the point? So it happens to do with a carry-on and there's something
we
to carry on.
We both shook our head no.
We both shook our head no and you kept going.
Well, listeners, if you like thrillers, I think it's number 2 in movies. Either number 1 or number 2 called? On Netflix.
Yeah, can you give us the title?
I've said it like 17 times. It's called Carry On.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I forgot. I thought you meant like Carry On. Like right Carry
there.
On.
Didn't even have to search for it. It's right there on the main top searches.
I'm actually crying.
Oh, it has Jason Bateman.
Okay. I could not be more clear. Okay.
Okay,
don't tell me anything. I might watch it.
Yeah, I might watch it too.
It's actually really it's good.
Stop.
I will
shut your mouth. Okay. Shut your mouth.
Next movie. Next movie.
Shut your mouth.
And if you guys hate it, I will be shocked.
Shut up. Next movie.
Okay, next movie. I think it's number 2. Can you look up number 2 in your little phone?
Oh, so you're literally just following trends. Well, I could have looked up Netflix top 10 myself. Okay,
here's the thing. I saw the preview for Carry On and TikTok, and I was like, oh, I want to watch that. And then one of my friends from church wanted to watch this other movie that happens to be the number 2. The 6-888. Have you seen that?
Who killed JonBenet Ramsey?
Oh, okay. Maybe it's not number 2. Well, no,
I can't find. Oh, number 2, the 6-888. Yeah.
Yes, 6-888. So it's more of like a historic movie. So we're going hard left from thriller to like history. So it has Kerry Washington in it, and as you know, I love her.
Love
a Kerry scandal.
Why is she
always in like politically?
Ooh,
like,
and TV. I think she loves the one lady from Get Out that is like the servant
white,
that like kind of cries.
Chick?
No, the one servant that is like
that's scary.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I forgot. I knew. Oh. You know when you're like, oh, yeah, you look really familiar, but I couldn't figure it out.
And
Oprah's
Sam
in there
Waterston,
randomly.
I'm obsessed with Sam
no,
Waterston.
No, it's
show
him.
Me. I don't know who that is. Like the name, at least.
The cast is really, really good. While you show her, I'm gonna carry on for the sake of talking about it. But it was the only.
Do you know
him?
Oh. Oh, no, he's so old.
Yeah, he's.
I love his big eyebrows.
He's
like the oldest man I've ever seen.
Oh, he's got really, really thick eyebrows.
He's in Grace and Frankie.
He looks like Schitt's Creek's dad.
Yeah, Schitt's Creek.
He's
dad.
In Law
yeah,
and
yeah,
Order.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't watch any of those shows.
Anyway, it's about the only all African American women's AmeriCorps.
Huh?
I think I said all of that correctly. That's a mouthful.
The brave women of the 6,880th Battalion.
Oh, that's it? That's all it says?
The brave women of that number battalion face an impossible mission, delivering hope to U.S. troops by clearing a massive mail backlog.
Yes.
So it's about mail.
So it's about mail.
Oh, like the USPS?
Yeah, like postal mail.
Pretty much. So Kerry Washington's character like is leading this women's corps. Working court, like for the army, it's for World War II, and finally gets a mission, but it's to sort mail. And she literally is like, okay, because we are the only black women's corps, like we already have like to fight against so much. And she's like, it feels like a slap in the face to get this task to go across like the world essentially and to sort mm-hmm. mail. But she saw all of these like big airplane hangars essentially. Full of mail, and it was really to boost morale because like the war, like the morale was at an all-time low. Someone came to Eleanor Roosevelt and told her, she's like, I haven't heard from my son in 3 months, and I know it's because of the mail, and I don't think that he has died. And so Eleanor Roosevelt was actually one of the ones to kind of like push this in order and to have them go over and sort this out. So it's like it kind of just follows the story of them having this mission Excuse me. Yeah, I know. Gross.
So they came out of nowhere.
Sorry, I know. I don't know what that was. But they had 6 months to complete the mission, and they only did it in 3 months. So, like, already they had, like, all of these things going about them. I mean, it was super. There was a ton of, you know, racist things happening towards them from people in the military. And it was really cool to see how, like, Teddy Roosevelt and Eleanor Roosevelt were really trying to, like, help them. But, like, everyone under them were, like, giving them shit pretty much. And how they just, like, overcame so much. It was really cool. And I mean, I won't tell you how it ends, but if you want, like, kind of an inspiring movie, and then it was cool to just see, like, a lot of these stories are coming to light, and a lot of the ladies are still living, I think. I mean, they're like 100, but yeah.
So is this not a Christmas movie?
I know.
No, this is not a Christmas movie.
I had to say that. I know. Yeah. I had to say that.
My thriller.
Your movies are very interesting. Yes.
They're polar opposite, but so good. You should watch them.
I think if you introduced them to me in a different way, I would have been like, oh, cool. But I was just expecting, like,
I also was
expecting this guy was going to take a shirt off and he owned a Christmas tree farm. That's what I was expecting to hear.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry to disappoint on the literal history of our country.
I hate history.
That's all I got, next. To be honest.
Next.
Hey. It's been
forever. Hey guys. Welcome back to It's Been Forever. I'm Meredith.
I'm Casey.
And I'm Kiara.
I also love that each time each of us intros it, we say it differently. Like,
what do you mean?
The It's Been Forever podcast. Welcome back to It's Been Forever. You know what I mean?
I think I say, welcome to the It's Been Forever podcast. I think I say that.
I think I switch it each time.
Yeah. What do you say, Kara?
I have no idea
where
I say. I don't even know. I think I change it every time. Do I even say welcome?
You say
It's Been Forever podcast. Anyway, so here's what we're talking about today. And I have a story for you guys. And here's another story.
The thing is, I always have a story, and I have a story again, but
share your story.
I mean, it's really just a random thought I had. And you know who's been really quiet the last couple months is Beyonce.
Oh,
are you like sad? Are you okay?
I'm not sad. I'm just shocked because I feel like she dropped that album and it was supposed to do really good. And I kind of feel like it's not doing as good as she wants. And then, like, Taylor Swift became a billionaire. And now I don't know if she's going to, like, do well with the album. And so I think she's, like, was really trying to, like, gain popularity by, like, endorsing Kamala. And then that, like, didn't really happen or didn't really work out. So I kind of feel like she's been quiet. And then all the
also
P. Diddy stuff.
And also Jay-Z.
I was
going to
say P. Diddy.
Yeah,
like
P.
her
Diddy.
Husband.
I was going to say it's probably a lot of that.
I mean, I wouldn't really be talking that much either if I was in the same situation.
It's true. Yeah. I just feel like, where are the beehives? Isn't that what they're called? The bees.
The beehive.
Yeah.
What are they doing? Anyway, that was just a random thought I had. So...
I love that thought.
That was your story?
Well, that wasn't actually my story. That was just part of a thought. I do have a story.
I loved it.
Okay. If you want to buckle up.
Okay.
Click. Beep, beep. Because we're kind of talking about Happy New Year. Because, like, Happy New Year. It's like,
right.
Yay.
Happy New Year.
Like, Happy New Year. It's like 2025.
2025. Beep, beep, beep. That's insane.
No, that's gross. It's a gross year. But. I mean, like, I'm excited for the year. But anyway, I always do this end of the year day. But this year I decided to do an end of the year weekend, I guess. Like, I went to the mountains and I, like, rented out a cabin. And let me tell you, when I bought the cabin, I was super excited. I'm like, it looked so cute. It was also only like $85. I was like, this is amazing.
Wow, $85, that scares me.
What I'm about to say, yeah, I maybe should, because so Boone is only like an hour and a half, 2 hours away from Charlotte. And so that's normally where I go to have a little mountain getaway, or Asheville, but Asheville is still recovering from the hurricane. So I figured that might not be the wisest. Yeah. So I went to Boone and I got there like when it was like daylight. I did want to get a little acquainted because the title was Off-Grid Cabin. So, you know, naturally, I'm like, what is this going to be like?
And you're alone, right?
And I'm alone. So this is the part where, like, I went solo by myself. I knew I was going to be alone. I also have my location on. So, you know, I'm kind of like texting my sister and one of my friends here. I'm like, just in case, like, can you just like check on my location, you know, at like before you go to bed and when you wake up, just make sure I'm here. Like, yeah, this is where I should be. If I am like miles into the forest, that's going to be a different story. And I get there and it's so cute and I'm like romanticizing it. I'm like taking pictures. I'm, you know, putting out my story. I'm like so cute.
I did see it.
I mean, right? Cute.
It looked very cute. I was impressed by the like window ceiling.
Oh, and, like, my gosh.
That was really cool.
It was so cool.
Mare awkwardly smiling because she didn't see it.
Oh, no, I'm watching Mira.
Oh, yeah. Mira's That's fighting odd. For her life trying to find that boob.
Pulling my cords.
Umbilical cords?
I thought the same thing.
My placenta cords?
You know where the baby's housed?
The house of the baby? Yeah.
So oh, gosh. Anyway, I'm taking pictures of it. I want to like post on my story. I'm like, this is cute. And one person after the next were like, wait, is that like a window into your bed? And I was like, yeah. And I was like, you know, maybe that is weird. And then the more I thought about it, when it got dark, I was like, oh, my gosh, if I have a light on in here and say somebody is outside, they can see directly into the bed. Like they can see directly to me. And so it's very glass everywhere, the ceiling, super cool at night. You could see the stars. Like, it was gorgeous. But I did have a moment of anxiety when I drove back and it was pitch black. And I'm like, Lord, I've just like prayed over the whole building because I'm like, if anybody is out here, like they will get me. Like, the door is locked. But at that point, I'm like, that doesn't really help because you can see me. I can't hide. You know what I mean? So it's kind of terrifying.
I can see you hiding under the bed.
Right.
And then you like go to a different spot.
My murderer is like, I see you. And I'm like, I'm terrified. Oh, also get this. The bathroom was outside. So like it was really only one bed, but like you had to go outside to go to the bathroom. It was like
outside of the building?
Outside of the building. It was like a separate little building. I mean, it was right next to it, but it was like you had to go outside. So if I had to pee in the middle of the night or whatever, I'm like, I have to go outside. I ended up being fine. Obviously, I'm here. I'm alive to tell the story. I think I will do things differently. I might do like a hotel the next time or something. It was cute. I did not feel unsafe after I prayed. And then I woke up and I was like, okay, the sun is out. And I kind of woke up to the sun, which was nice. I was like, okay.
I mean, there's no way you couldn't. Your house was made of
literally. They're like blackout curtains. Nar.
Look at
the dead sunlight.
Nar.
But the whole point was to like reminisce on the year, kind of like pray about my word for the next year, kind of write down some goals I want to achieve. So I did get what I wanted to do. I think it just like was kind of masked by like, oh, I am secluded and I am alone and, you know what I mean? It ended up being fine. But a lot of people DM'd me for the Airbnb. So I actually told her, I'm like maybe you could work out like a deal. Like if I give you some pictures and some recommendations, could I like maybe come back like for free or something? Cause I could, you know, at least 7 people wanted the link. So I'm like, and it's brand new too. So she's like kind of trying to build up her review. So I don't even know how I found it, to be honest. And I took some really aesthetic, cute pictures that I'm like, do I just give it to her? Do I like say, I'll give it to you for this? I'm trying to like work on that. But I think
have
that
like
would be
a watermark over top of it.
Yeah.
Kikications.
Wait, that's actually kind of funny. So we'll see what happens with that. But yeah, it's still a fun story.
I like that. So today, well, no, that's a great segue.
It is. That's
topic.
The story. Is a good.
The pause was just like just a little.
I know. It was a millennial pause.
I know. I didn't know who
pause.
Was going to do it. So I'll,
no, I didn't
I'll
know,
do it.
I didn't know either. But it was
well,
like,
I knew you were. But then I feel like I kind of like stole the thunder. But then like,
no,
I didn't really know what to do.
That's fine. That's fine. So, Kiki, how about you just keep going with it? Our topic today is like kind of New Year's resolution, new year, new me, whatever.
What we want to take into the coming year.
Yeah. So, Kiara, you said you took a weekend and kind of thought about next year. What do you see for next year?
I love that. You know, I am a sucker for a January 1st, just in terms of I want to change everything about my life and improve every aspect and just like go on a diet. I want to do this new thing. I want to have this bucket list. So I love maybe not resolutions, but just like improvements because I feel like resolutions, I don't know. Like if I don't do the thing that I wanted to do, then I get like bummed. But I'm like, what are like small wins that I can do in my life or like a monthly thing that I feel like oh, I can actually achieve that. So I have a coming out of the weekend. I have some big goals. Okay. And I'm going to share it with you. This is fresh off the brain because I think I got my word for the year today. Actually, what I thought it was going to be was movement. Just I want there to be some movement in three big areas in my life. One, like creatively, I really want to just like do the things that I've been like wanting to do for so long. Two, relationally, just, you know, things I want out of life. I will be 30 next year. What do I want to do relationally? Like, I want there to be some movement in that area. So creatively, relationally, and then financially, I have some debt that I want to get rid of. And that I think will be kind of like paired with the like creatively slash vocationally. Like if I say I want to do something and like try to hustle and make more money, I need to like do it. But then I was listening to this sermon and it was talking about pursuit. And I realized I actually think I really like that word. So I want my overarching theme of 2025 to be pursuit. And to have some like specific things that I want to be in pursuit of, and just like leveling up and all the things. And again, not just like talking the talk, but doing it. And yeah, I don't know if that just comes from a, like, I know it's going to be, I hate that I keep saying it, but it is just a marker in like life, just like turning a new decade. So I'm like, okay, if I am going to be 30 by the end of the year, like what do I want to do and how do I want to do it? And I don't want to just be like, yeah. And have no plan, pretty much.
Yeah.
So that's a big thing. But what I was telling them right before we were starting recording was I was eating a chomp, which if you don't know is like, I don't know, like a beef stick. So good. But I'm going to do the carnivore diet in January.
Shut no. Oh, my gosh.
I am.
So excited for you. That's so unlike you. Because
I know.
Yeah. Just like, just for like listeners, if you are just like coming in,
this is insane.
Literally, Kiara was a vegetarian her entire life until college.
I know.
And she ate a chicken patty at lunch once in college and was like, wait, hold on, I think I like these. Wait,
that's so funny.
And so, and the fact that you are saying that you are going to, that is so,
I know,
I mean, like I'm so excited for you, but that is just like such 10
that
years ago I would have,
I mean,
been in a coma after
yeah, same, considering my parents are vegans. So I did kind of tell my
no
mom
kidding.
I was like,
what,
hey,
did she, oh, were you kind of dreading that conversation?
And like, I was like oh, this is like top 10 like most awkward conversations, you know, to have, like, how do you tell,
like,
vegans,
why can't I be gay,
how do you tell your vegan mom that you're only going to eat meat?
I know. I literally was like, mom, I'm sorry. I feel like this is like the worst sin I could tell her.
sin.
Bless her. And she was like, well, if you do that, then maybe the next month you can try one of my diets. And I said, ooh. I guess. But I might have to do that. I might have to do that like later in the year. I don't want
to
go full
one thing
180
to the,
because I feel like my body is going to be like confused.
It would freak out. You would just have diarrhea for 30 days straight.
Correct.
Totally, yes.
I need to go on a, you know, cleanse. But
honestly,
anyways.
You probably will at first with this too. Oh,
I think I will. I think I will have bad. Yeah. I think it's just going to be a whole flushing the system.
Yes.
But what it kind of started at.
I'm so excited for updates.
I know. So it kind of started because one of my pastors at work, he started doing it. And he did it for 3 months and he lost a ton of weight. He is like feeling better than ever. He's like, I am more focused. I have more energy. Like he's selling it because, like, selling it in quotes, but like he saw the improvements and he also loves like smoking meat and just cooking meat. So he kind of is working out this thing with certain people on staff that want to do it, that we like pay him like a weekly fee, whatever, and he will smoke the meat for us. So pretty much,
so awesome.
I know. So pretty much, I will have like Monday through Thursday, we're in the office, right? So I will pay him to meal prep for me, pretty much. So what I need to figure out is like breakfast, but he's like, listen, I can give you like things to eat. He's like, this is what to do with your eggs, because it's also very like, you know, like no sugar, no tons of stuff. And me as a caffeine addict, I'm like, that is also going to be hard.
No coffee.
You can't
have coffee.
Well, that's not necessarily part of it, but I want to do that and then find other ways to gain energy. Like that's just more of a personal
thing.
Okay. So you're
part
willingly being a little psychotic with that?
I, again, I'm like really trying to like get in the mindset. I'm like, yeah, yeah. I can do anything can do for it. 30 days. Okay.
Yeah, 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 yeah. You know what I mean? You're like, right. I'm sorry. I take it back.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Well, I have a
question.
Sure.
How, do you have to like take supplements while you're on this too?
I'm not sure. I actually need to look into that because I
think you
like
do
greens, like yes. greens, because you need to get like your veggies,
because otherwise, fruit. Right? You need like vitamin C,
yeah,
right. those things that aren't there. Are in certain meat things like fiber,
yeah,
or maybe that's like part of it to just completely deplete your body for 30 days. I don't know.
And I think I don't know that answer, to be honest. I need to ask around and do a little bit more research because I've started this doc with like all the things, and I need to figure that out. But I think the only unfortunate thing is it will probably take me a full 3 weeks for my body to get in a rhythm. Before and then at that point, it'll be like done. So I wonder if like I'm going to do it and then be like, well, maybe I'll try it for another 30 days. Yeah. You know, like maybe.
Or at least another week or so.
At least another week.
5 weeks. Yeah.
Correct. And that's what I'm telling myself is just like week over week. That's all I have to do. 7 days and then another 7 days. Like that's how my mind works. Because 30 days, again, in general is not a lot. But I need to break it down. And even just testing like little like snacks like this, like if I'm getting hungry and I need something, oh, I can have a chomp,
or
I can
go to. I have a great snack. I think that's great.
I can go to Costco. I mean, they have like a ton of stuff in bulk that I can like save money on. So, anyways, that's just kind of a random thing that I'm doing at the start of the year.
That's kind
of
cool.
And I'm just cutting out a lot of things, like I mean, like sugar, alcohol, lots of like things that like I like. Should anyways, you know, caffeine, especially sugar, I think will be really interesting because everything
that
has sugar
so
in it.
So hard, everything
and
is
like
sugar
it's in
it.
Seasonings, and that's a big thing. That
do you guys remember when I did my sugar thingy in college?
Yeah, wow, I do.
Gag me.
What sugar thing? Okay. No sugar.
No, I did no sugar, but I was just I feel like I was obnoxious about it.
You are you gonna ever do that again? Or
yeah,
was that
I totally would
again?
Do it again. I would totally really? Do it again.
That's the
I would
thing
do
is,
it again now.
Really?
Everything tasted so much better when I completely got the sugar out of my system. Mm.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
See, I think
was better.
I think our bodies are meant to, I mean, to not have lots of things in them.
Yeah.
But like if we all just did a hard reset and like did our detox of whatever, totally. Of chemicals, of sugar, of things that aren't needed, it will take a while for your body to adjust. But I think it will then become just like normal. Like your body will know, like you're not just like eating to eat. You're like, this is hungry, and you don't have to have like a ton of sugary foods to just fill yourself.
And what your body is craving is like what it actually like needs. And you're able to like differentiate between like cravings and like actual sustenance that your body is like,
yeah,
I need this.
Yeah. Anyway, that's me. That's kind of just a high level view of
no, I'm obsessed with that.
My year and my January diet. So you'll be getting weekly updates. Might be on the bathroom half the time. Love I it. Don't really know. I'm a that's little funny. Nervous for that. But anyway.
I'm just going to piggyback off you because I
yeah,
think
do
we
it.
Align. I think we align.
I want to know your year.
There's something else that I did that I haven't told you guys about. I'm a little nervous to tell you.
Are you pregnant?
No.
Oh.
I wouldn't tell you like this.
I'm nervous.
Okay, so.
Is it having to do with your butter churning?
Sort of. Okay. I'm going to not look at you guys and look only at myself.
I'm so scared. Okay, do I need like video proof of what you're about to say?
I'm actually going to look at no one. I'm scared. Okay. I look bought.
At Finn.
Okay, hey, Finn. I bought a wheat miller.
Okay.
What is that?
Yeah,
are you
no
make
idea.
Flour?
Yes, I'm going to be making my own flour.
Okay.
So you have to buy wheat in
wait.
Bulk?
So you buy wheat berries. So
wheat berries.
So it looks like a little like let's think of it as like a popcorn kernel. That's the best thing I can. It doesn't look like that at all, but that's kind of the idea.
Isn't it more like rice looking?
I mean, I don't know. Think of like the like wheat, like Kansas, run your hands
it more
through.
Like
it's like the top of that.
Cylindrical.
I don't know what that word is, but I
like
maybe.
A cylinder. Like
okay.
The shape of a cylinder.
It's kind of like a
versus
like
a
an opal. It's
kind of
like an opal. It's kind of opal-y.
Can I pause and say my mom has one of those. So I can envision what you mean. And I can also smell it right now. Like
okay.
It was like the fumes are still in my nostrils from all the vegan ears.
Oh.
Well, just like from the wheat dust.
All the asbestos.
But anyway, I've been doing a lot of reading, and you guys know about my Yuka app, which is near and dear to my heart.
Yeah.
There is just so much bad stuff, you guys. Literally everything is so bad for you. And I'm trying to figure out ways to save money but also live a healthier lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And my sourdough journey, which I made some sourdough bagels the other day and my loaf of sourdough bread. Yeah, I know.
Were they good?
Yeah, they actually were kind of good. I'm proud of myself. But along this journey, I'm just discovering that flour you buy from the store, like, and I'm trying to buy like good flour, but even flour you buy from the store is not good. There's just so many bad things about it, and there's just a lot of bad things about a lot of the foods that we buy. So I'm trying to figure out ways to better my overall health for myself and for my family. And if I'm going to use sugar, finding better alternatives like honey, maple syrup, or if I am going to use sugar, like cane sugar rather than white refined sugar, or just trying to find different ways to replace things that I like. And so I'm home. I have a lot of time on my hands, and I just want to do a better job of like taking care of my family and myself.
Yeah.
I love that. So,
anyway, that's what I'm doing.
Very nice.
Wait, that's going so cool. The new year. Wait, why were you looking away? Was it just
I got scared about milling my own flour because I'm churning my butter. And now you guys, Bryce asked me if I'm like going crazy. And I was like, I just trying to save
He's like, this the isn't world. You.
I'm trying to save the world. And I just want people to know how, like, and like, not in a, like a condemning way, but I really, really want to help educate people on how literally sick and twisted the food industry is, because it's so scary. Yes,
Kiara, I'm raising my hand. So if I go on the carnivore diet, is that, am I okay if I'm just eating meat and egg?
I mean,
or is that still bad?
I mean, carnivore diet is like the word, like diet. It is not meant to be like a lifestyle. It's not meant to be sustained long term. So it's a good reset for the body, but it's not something that like I feel like you should do indefinitely. But it's also very important like where your meat is sourced, which is like a whole nother rabbit hole. But there's just so many things, like when you go to the grocery store and you actually stop and take a look and look at ingredients, you kind of realize there is so much extra crap and things that doesn't need to be there for the sake of saving money through corporations and different things like that. So anyway, I could go on a tangent. However, the biggest thing is I'm working to simplify and strip away any unnecessary additives into my food. And anytime that
That's
I
good.
Give anybody some food, or anytime that somebody comes and eats at my house, I want them to know that they're getting quality food. And
can I suggest something? Whatnot.
Sure.
Because we're not there in person, and I think you could monetize off of this. Can you come up with like a little, like either it's your profile on TikTok or YouTube, you should kind of record your findings, kind of as somebody who's like along for the journey, because you're not claiming to be an expert. But I think that's kind of why people like to follow along, of like, oh, that sounds interesting. And what are you learning? How can it better my life? I think you should record what you're learning somehow. I think you should, whether video or audio, and then somehow get paid for it down the line. But I definitely think you should digitally record things.
Okay.
I would follow along.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
I would share that post. Thanks. I would do the things.
Yeah.
I really think you should.
Thank you. Yeah. So that's just – that's kind of where I'm at right now, and I just it's not even like a initiative of like everyone needs to be skinny. It's like an initiative of like I literally want people to stop eating chemicals, because you are eating chemicals, whether or not you think you are. Literally go into your pantry, you will find a chemical, an artificial flavoring, something. You will find it, and it's sad, and I wish it wasn't like that, but unfortunately that's the world that we live in. So and then like a really quick thing, which I may have said this before, I don't remember, but there's a quote. This is kind of completely taking a different direction. But a quote that I heard that I love is, there's no such thing as lazy kids, just lazy parents. And so as I go into my next season of life, where Mira is now going on to the second half of the first year of her life, she's like crawling and like pulling herself up, and like she's all over the place. And it's going to be super easy to, like, want to just, like, not continue to be on, like, making sure that she's making the right decisions. Or, like, you don't always want to tell your kids no because they're your kids and you want them to, like, live the best life ever. But there's certain things that, like, no, Mira, don't pull this piece of paper off the table for the millionth time and put it in your mouth. So, like, I want to make sure that I'm, like, staying diligent and, like, not just, like, ugh, whatever, just take it. Like, I'm so tired of this. Like, I don't want to result to just, like, convenience for myself as a parent. Take the hard road, because I know that will only result in having children that are intentional, which is, like, a word that we chose for Mira when we got her dedicated, was to be intentional. So if I'm intentional with my children, they will also become intentional. So I don't want to become a lazy parent, and I want I don't want to take the easy way out. And I think it kind of goes with the food thing too, because it's so easy to go to the store, you guys, and grab a bag of flour. But anyway,
I just did it today. And it was awesome.
Did you get unbleached?
I did.
At least? Okay, good.
Yeah. Always, yeah.
I haven't bought flour in 15 years. I don't bake.
I don't bake.
That's cool, Case, though. I love that you're on this journey. You know, my mom actually recently, shout out Yvonne, she was like kind of tearing up. She was like, it's just so cool to see Casey. Like, she was just never this way, like, before. And now she's right. Just this homemaker. She's like, right. You, like, Meredith has always had that, like, homemaker esque.
She has.
Like,
she's kind of given
always
that vibe.
Had that in you.
And I have not.
Have, you I have not. It. And so just, like, is, the direction of your life is so cool
you.
To see.
This is, like, you being a vegetarian doing the carnivore diet. This is, like, the equivalent, like, culture shock.
Yeah, that's true.
Is what I'm doing
that's
right
true.
Now.
We're all just, like, surprising ourselves.
Going from drinking Soylent for every meal, which is the most processed.
I forgot about that.
Okay, meal actually, replacer. I only did it, like, one meal.
Yeah, I think you threw away every other Soylent.
You like, no, you would drink half a bottle.
Because so it was for a meal. A oh my gosh. I don't even meal. Like ew, that's like so gross. I can't even believe I did that. Ugh, move on.
Moving on. That's
Mara,
that's
what about
cool.
you? Huh?
Well, new year, new me is Meredith's
funny,
name today.
Funny ending with me, because new year, same me. I honestly, and I said this last year too, I don't love New Year's resolutions. And I feel like a little bit of shame around it. Like, I'm feeling some feelings about it. I'm just so tired. I'm so tired. Being a mom is
like
hard.
In life? Okay.
My job is really hard. Like around, this is like the busiest time of year.
Yeah.
Literally today and tomorrow. Today is the 23rd. Tomorrow's the 24th. Busiest 2 days of my year. And like, I can't even think forward to the new year. Like,
that's fair.
Lainey,
you kind of just have to get through this week.
I'm just kind of getting through this week. Lainey just started crawling, and yeah, like Casey said, is like getting into everything. And now it's like, oh yeah, we like are having to say no and like teach her things. And I don't know. I wanted today to listen back to our episode last year and hear what we all said and like hear about.
Did you do that?
I didn't though. I didn't have a chance to. But I'm pretty sure last year I said something similar of like, I'm just, my goal is to have a baby.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm pregnant and my goal is to have a baby and have a healthy baby and whatever. And kind of my goal for this year is to like be a good mom and like, I don't know, just be there for her. And I feel like I am doing the best that I can in each avenue of my life, in like homemaking or in like career wise. And I'm at a point of like, I don't know what else I can do. And I feel sorry to end on like a downer, but in case you're listening to this and you're like, man, I just don't have it in me to add another thing or try something different, like, you're not alone. It's okay. Cause that's kind of where I'm at too. Or like, yeah, I don't know.
Well, and I will say, you are doing the best that you can, and you are a great mom. You are doing a fantastic job. And honestly, that is the biggest thing that you can do. So I feel like that is a good thing to recognize of like, you don't have to have like me. I don't have responsibilities like that. I can go to a cabin and I can write, what are my dreams and goals? Because I don't have responsibilities like the two of you do. So I think that's good to have that perspective of like, I just want to be really good at this thing that I feel called to do.
Yeah.
And you are doing a great job. And so I am excited for the next year of just like, as the both of them are 6+ months old, you know, like just honing in on their little personalities. Like that's a huge accomplishment for next year. So, and then you have to like, I mean, and then year over year, it's like the 1 year, the 2 year, the 3. So it's like, you might as well just sit back and enjoy the ride. And then
throw a couple more kids in on top of it. Right. You know, like, yeah.
Are you pregnant?
No.
Okay.
No. I was like, is this how
I'd be crying way more than this? Yeah, no.
No, so I think that's a good thing to say because I feel like that's probably relatable to a lot of people. But I just want to affirm you in that.
Thanks.
You're doing a great job.
Thanks. Lainey's lucky to have you. Kira is so good at that.
Like you think you're gonna die, and then she's like, "Actually, you're fine." And then you're like,
"You're right."
You know, she's like, "Here's a life preserver."
Oh, well, that's good. That makes me happy because again, like I think when I'm in that position too, I'm gonna need somebody to just tell me like, you don't have to feel like you have to have all the things. Like the expectation, maybe it's the expectation of a new year because it's like, oh, I have to have A to Z figured out or like planned when really you don't. Like it is just at the end of the day, it's another day. It's a mindset. And if what's in front of you is to be a good mom, that is a mindset of like, that's what I'm going to continue on doing. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to be like, it doesn't have to be like your life is a 180. My mind goes there because that's just how I'm wired. But again, my life is different. And so like when I'm in that seat, I'm going to need to be reminded like what you're doing is okay. And what you're doing is enough. You don't have to like raise a bar for what? Just because it's January 1st. And you know what I mean?
We are, or people around you are.
Yeah.
Right. Like you can just keep progressing.
Yeah.
In that, and I'm excited to see. That's crazy. I mean, wow, this is gonna sound like such an anti thing to say, but I can't believe in 2025 they're gonna be like 1 year old. I know. I'm sorry.
We're closer to them being one than
being
born. How about you shut up?
That's insane.
Because you guys had babies so close together. I don't know how I'm gonna like go to all the birthday parties. Okay.
Well, I just they'll be the same age. Yeah.
Okay.
Lainey also has started clapping at herself when she does something. That's so cute. It's really cute. Or like waving.
Oh, get out.
She'll like put her arm up and then notice it and be like, oh. And then wave it around.
Really, you know, that cute child is your child. Every Snapchat story I see of her just like screaming and then looking at you and laughing.
And then like eat, and then she'll like take a giant bite of whatever her toy is and then just scream again.
And look at you and so be like, funny. Did you hear that?
Should I do it again? Should I'm going to do it again.
That attention hoe.
Yeah, she's crazy. Honestly, she's insane. But
I get notifications. I honestly don't have notifications on in general, but somehow when the two of you, well, mainly Casey, when you post a private story. Because you don't do them a ton. And then I'm like, oh, what is it? And then the other day it was Mira like sitting up and crawling. Yeah. And I literally was like, when did the both of them start crawling?
It started 2 weeks ago. Like this month has been psycho. She just like has done all like a ton of different things in this month. She just decided this month I'm going to sit up. I'm going to crawl. I'm going to stand up on things. Today she crawled on a box.
You guys on a box. Stop it.
And then she fell off forward and then I was right there so I caught her, but I'm like, you have no regard for your life. You are going to kill yourself. Yeah. And then I was wrapping presents and she kept like grabbing the scissors. Like, how are you finding the scissors? Why are you she's just I blame it
so fast.
I blame it.
Toy boat.
I blame it on Bryce. I think this is all his fault. I think
it's always dad's
like
fault.
He was like a go-getter as a kid. Like, I think I was just content sitting there. Like, I was like, I don't need to do the next stage. Yeah. And she's like, great. So I'm sitting today. Tomorrow I'm walking.
And then the next day I'm driving.
Yeah, seriously.
Lainey started crawling probably a week or two ago, but she only will crawl if she sees one of our phones on the floor. which is scary, or for Finn's toys.
Oh, okay.
The other day she did not her own. Nope, couldn't care less. She wants Finn's dirty little chew
doggy slobbery toy,
slobbery bone that he puts in his mouth after he eats his poop. So that's awesome. We were really trying to keep her away from those, but it's really hard.
You're working on her immune system, I guess.
Guys, the other day, Finn puked in here. No, this doesn't have anything to do with Lainey, thank you.
Oh, okay.
Finn puked the other day, but he must have had just eaten his poop beforehand. So it was literally diarrhea.
Did you watch him puke so you know for a fact, like, that's what happened?
Yes.
That is so sick. That is disgusting.
It was, and it smelled.
Wait.
Our whole living room.
Oh, I'm sure your smell absolutely smelled
real bad. Like, okay, the smell of puke, putrid, poop, putrid. Terrible, puke, right. Poop.
Puke, poop combo, unheard of.
Oh,
ungodly.
And then he chews a toy, and Lainey picks that toy up and puts it in her mouth. It's awesome. No wonder she has a cough right now.
Gross.
Again, immune system. That girl's gonna grow up eating dirt and then never get
sick. Feral dog and a feral child. So
I can't wait until she has like dirt all around her mouth and her hair's all wild. I can't wait.
I saw a
reel that was like, calm babies, like sweet, cute, calm babies make for insane toddlers. And I was like, frick. Because Lainey was like the easiest baby ever. And now I fear that we're getting into the hard part of parenting. So
I cannot wait to see how that unfolds for the both of them. Awesome. Like, I feel like they're going to be like just opposite personalities, not in like good or bad, but just like personality wise. And I think it's going to be so fun to see.
I mean, like us, like we are.
Right.
Oh, 100%. Right. Yeah.
And then when they're 15, I'm gonna have like a 2-year-old, and then they can raise them.
Oh yeah, right.
15.
You know, when do I need to freeze my eggs?
Somebody tells you they love you.
Well, while you're eating your steak and your chomp bar next month, you can listen to some podcasts about freezing your eggs.
Yeah, go get your fertility tested.
Honestly, do
I
it.
I should.
Everyone out there.
What if I have no fertility?
You can start like taking stuff for your body to be ready when you are ready.
Oh, okay.
Like Red 40.
Oh, Meredith, that is like, a curse word to me. Like you might as well just drop the F-bomb.
I looked into Red 40 and I was like, I wonder if she goes through my cabinet. How much crap is it?
I would be like, throw this away. Get rid of this. Throw this out.
Honestly, yeah. Right now, I know we have ramen noodle cups because we accidentally got cups instead of the actual ones. Banana chips.
Oh.
I'm not worried about the banana chips besides the oil. If it has like canola oil, vegetable oil.
Come on. High fructose corn syrup.
High fructose corn syrup. I will say one sweetener that I like to use instead of sugar is, it's called Pure. Pure. P-Y-U-R-E.
It's like refined sugar or something?
No, is it? It's a stevia blend.
Stevia? Yeah.
But it's not stevia. Like, I don't like stevia. It's with erythritol.
Erythritol, that's natural. Natural.
Yes, it's so good. Mm-hmm. I use that in my coffee.
PSA, if you're doing sugar-free, you have aspartame or some sort of other artificial flavoring or chemical in there. So it's not good.
It's not good.
I'm going to leave you with that. So just heads up.
No, I mean, isn't that like all diet?
My diet, but my diet Coke. It doesn't have sugar.
I've recently got into Diet Coke, and I know it's so bad.
Get out of it now.
I know, but it's so good.
No, it's not. So get it. Okay. Get done.
It's okay. Keep drinking it.
Meredith?
I feel like I have the devil and an angel on my shoulders, and I don't know.
I'm the angel.
And who's who?
I'm the angel.
We'll never know. Well, should we bring down the mood?
Yeah, bring it down.
Okay, I thought it'd be fun to do some what?
Yeah, you don't want to be done?
No, I just mean like, the mood. We have to bring it down. But like, I'm excited, but like, I'm sad. Continue on. Don't listen to me.
I thought it would be fun if we do some riddles.
Ooh, okay. I actually love riddles. I'm not good at them, but I love them.
Okay, yeah. Let it be known.
Let it be
Last week, I won.
Okay.
So I'm just saying, you're up for competition.
Ooh.
It's a new year, new me.
This is 2025, though, okay? We're going to leave
2025.
That dub in the past.
I don't know. I think we need to bring it back into
the
future.
We're
going
to start off with an easy one. Okay.
Okay.
What has a neck but no head?
Guitar.
No.
Oh.
I'm not sure it does, too, also, but.
A neck with no head.
A neck but no head.
Hmm. Why did I go to animals? But like that was stupid because that's not it.
No,
hey. A giraffe, but its head got blown off.
Actually, guitar was a really good one.
Guitar is good, but I don't think there's a neck of a guitar, is there?
Honestly, yeah, all I thought about was a neck pillow, but that's stupid. A neck, but no
okay,
head.
Well, what other item has a neck, but no head?
That's literally the same question. You just said it differently.
The neck okay. of a pillow.
The neck. Like, oh my, oh, a necklace.
Yeah, I know. Let's keep saying it like that. Maybe it'll come to us.
Okay, like a neck. Okay,
so like a neck, but like no head.
So you know the neck on that thing that doesn't have a head? So like the neck of the
You know the thing neck? That really has a big neck.
Yes, yes, actually I do. It's the neck that doesn't have a
neck.
Head.
There's the neck. There's really no head. There's no head. I don't know.
And there's a neck, but there's not
do
a head.
Do you want me to tell you?
Yes,
do you want me to tell
I'm
you?
Over
what
it.
Is it?
A bottle.
Oh my gosh, you were stupid. Bottleneck.
I didn't even think of it. Okay. Didn't even
I'm sorry, I stand by guitar. I literally
honestly,
stand by guitar.
Honestly, guitar was good.
Guitar is good.
So
I will give you a point for guitar.
Thanks.
My jaw's to the ground because she didn't even get it right and you gave her a point. This is biased. You like Casey more than me.
Okay, at least I gave an answer.
Okay, I said pillow.
No, you didn't. No, you said pillow. Neck pillow. That's not wrong. Good.
But it's at least
okay. Next one. I think you'll get this one. Okay, lock in.
Oh, I'm locked. I've been locked.
Sorry, I just saw.
You saw down
children.
Finn's throat.
Yeah, I saw down Finn's throat. He yawned, and I saw into his future children. Okay.
Okay. I'm not a blanket, yet I cover the ground. A
grass.
Crystal from heaven that doesn't make a
grass.
Sound. What am I?
Oh, Chris, a what
snow.
From
snow,
heaven?
Snow.
A
snow,
tinsel
snow.
From heaven?
Snow.
A
crystal. Oh, yes, yeah, snow.
It's a snowflake, yes.
Ooh, that was close.
Flake. Okay. Snowflake.
Kira got that. She said flake. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. Do I give it to both of you or just Casey because
no.
She said it first?
I didn't really say it.
Okay. Casey is two. I'm sweet. No, this one's dumb.
Okay.
Oh. Okay.
Okay, what has a head but no brain other than Kiera?
I'm sorry.
That was really funny.
I'm going to cry after we log off. That was
kidding,
so
okay,
mean.
I'm sorry.
You
what
bitch.
Has a head but no brain?
The head but no brain. The head of a guitar. I had to say it.
That actually killed me.
It was the giraffe that's head we blew off the neck. We splattered its blade.
What?
The head of the household.
The head of the giraffe.
I should get a point for that.
No, that's stupid.
Wait, what was the question again?
Yeah, a head
what?
But no brain.
It's a head but
oh,
no
okay,
brain.
Okay.
The head lettuce. The head of a...
Yes!
Oh. Really?
Yes!
Oh, good Kiera, job. I'm so happy for you. Yeah. Thank you. I was going to say a zombie next. And I didn't even want to say that.
Good job, guys.
Oh, that was
why did I get praise? I didn't do anything.
Meredith, this is biased. Okay. I won one. Let me continue writing it.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. I have, okay, another neck and head. Okay. I have
oh
a.
God.
Good Lord.
No,
okay.
Listen. I have a neck, but no head. I
we
have
didn't two, have what
listen,
we just said.
Listen. I have a neck, but no head. I have two arms, but no hands. What am I?
All I'm thinking of is an armless person.
You're close.
Amputee.
Oh, a corpse.
Oh.
No.
Wait, can you say it again?
A
zombie?
Chopped off in his hands.
I need to chill. I need a breath.
Can you say it again?
Wait, what was it? Yeah.
Yeah, say it one more
okay,
time.
Okay, everyone stop laughing.
Okay. I'm not going to look at you.
I never was laughing.
I'm not going to look at me either in my
oh,
little
okay.
square.
Sorry, we're not funny.
Okay.
I have a neck, but no head. I have two arms, but no hands. What am I?
Piano.
No.
A headless oh,
two arms. Arms of
man.
A chair. Chair.
No.
That didn't
I'm trying to think of what sense. Else has like arms.
Two arms but no hands. And a neck but no head.
That doesn't help. We already couldn't
a
figure
neck
out the first
arm.
One.
Why
no,
are we always having two parts of the body? I choose another riddle.
Sorry.
No. Hold on. I want to
okay.
think about
you guys
that.
Can
okay.
get this. You
so
know.
I have a neck, but my head is gone. I have arms, but I have no hands. I'm a...
My brain is stopped.
Do you want a hint?
Yeah.
We all have this in frame. In our frame.
Headphones, microphone,
but no hair, arms.
A neck, a but screen? No head. Two arms, but no hands.
A microphone. A neck. We all have this in frame.
A camera.
The neck of chair, a. That no me, arms. Me,
my. Oh, a neck. Oh, I don't know.
oh, arms. I thought I was making a breakthrough.
Ooh, brains.
Ooh, no hands.
The head of the household.
I thought I was having a breakthrough, and then I realized that
do
I
didn't. Do you want me to tell you?
This is in. Yeah.
Wait, hold
you're
on.
Gonna hate
hold
yourself.
On.
Okay.
Hold on. I just want one more.
Wait,
like.
Wait. Can you
hand.
Say it fully?
Wait. Hold on. Hold on. Just
I
yeah.
Have
say
a,
it one more time.
I'm so trapped. Okay, shut up. I have okay, a neck, sorry. But no head. I have a what? Say it back to me.
I have a neck, but no head. This
okay.
isn't helping.
I have two arms,
but no hands.
Yeah.
Two arms. And it's in frame for each of us?
Yes. Arm. Some portion of it is
a
in frame.
A chair?
Not the whole thing, but some portion
I know, a
of
couch,
it is in frame for us.
A chair.
You're going to hate yourself so much.
A microphone.
A mic
wall,
stand. A mic stand.
A mic stand. A friend.
A cord. A water bottle.
Friend
a water
across
bottle.
The way who doesn't
a water
have
bottle.
An arm. A t-shirt.
It's
a
my
shirt.
Clothes.
A sweatshirt.
It's my
it's
clothes.
A shirt. It's a shirt.
That's
oh,
so
that's
stupid.
Stupid.
A neck, but no head. Two
arms,
but
no
hands. It's a shirt.
I didn't like that. Can we go against
trash.
The body?
No, that one works.
Can you give
okay.
me? Can you do a riddle that has nothing to do with arms and legs? And
yeah, absolutely, please. Absolutely, absolutely. I would love to. Okay, the more you take, the more you leave behind. What am I?
Who's
throwing sorry,
that
was me. That was me. That was my gurgle. I was a nervous gurgle. I was still thinking about that freaking t-shirt.
The more you take, the more you leave behind. What am
dignity.
I?
Dignity.
Oh, whoa, okay.
Is it like deep or is it like funny?
I wouldn't say either.
I think riddles are typically kind of meant to be more like lighthearted rather
okay,
than maybe
sorry.
Like your dignity.
The more you take.
I don't know if this one is funny, but it's
wait,
like.
Can you say it again?
The more you take, the more you leave behind. All right, we need some sort of sound because this is a podcast. So,
okay, we're going to say it again and then maybe it'll come. Okay. I don't like this one because it's making us sound like we have the IQ of an ant.
No, it's okay.
Okay,
so
Kira.
So, like, the more we take.
So, basically,
so
the
we
more
take
we
a
take
lot.
It,
the more we take, the more
the
we,
more
like,
we
leave behind.
So we took and a bunch, but we also
happiness.
More.
That's why does that? I'm feeling like happiness.
Oh, okay. No.
Or like.
Okay, no.
The more we take in terms like, of time. In terms of paid time off, just kidding. I have
more,
none left.
The more water I took, the more I left behind.
Oh, okay.
No, that doesn't make sense.
The more. Okay, bye, Mare.
Yeah, bye, Mare.
I needed to know where Finn was.
Oh, okay.
I didn't want him to be thrown up poop
the
poop
more,
somewhere.
The more we
take.
Yeah, yeah. I'm looking around my room for clues.
The more, like. I take.
The more loyalty.
I don't know
I
if
really
I can even give
more.
You a hint without giving it away.
So, like, the more I've been taking, the more I've been leaving. You know what I mean, Kira?
No.
Literally leaving behind you.
My
the
back.
More you
time.
Take, you literally leave behind.
What is behind me? My back. The more I take of my my hairs on my back.
My big back.
My big behind.
Hairs. Hairs. Do you guys want me to tell you?
No. Hold on. Okay. Give us at least 60 more seconds. We
okay.
can do this. The more we take, what is behind me? Time. What is
said
behind?
That
I know
times
because I don't
never said it's right. So stop saying it.
Fine. What do you mean literally behind you? Like literally? Like
literally
is the wall
behind you? No, not in frame. But the
not
more you take, the more are actually behind your body.
Hair.
I feel stupid.
I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna tell you.
I feel stupid and I don't know.
I'm gonna tell you. Footsteps.
Okay, well that's dumb.
That was the dumbest thing
I've
ever heard.
That was so dumb. And I just think it's dumb because I did
after every one of these.
It's because we're getting them wrong. That's why. It's actually really good, but it's dumb because we haven't gotten them.
Okay. I really hope you get this one.
Oh Lord.
Okay. David's father has three sons.
Oh no, hold on. Oh
god, I hate these. So let me lock it with my brain. Okay.
Already confused.
So okay, David had a dad.
David's father has three sons, okay?
Okay. Okay, David's father. Okay.
Michael.
David is one of the three.
Okay,
Michael, Chad, and who?
David.
David.
Thank you. If you guys didn't get that, I got that one first.
I will have to say.
I'm going to give it to both of you. It was the same. I'll give it to both of you.
Okay, run it back. I was 0.5 seconds.
Okay, actually, but I actually, before she even said the question, I went, well, David is one of the sons.
Well, so. I also was thinking, okay, so one of the sons is David.
Hey, you know what?
Sorry, this brings up the worst in us sometimes.
You both got it. Good job.
I know. Sometimes we just fight.
How many more of these do you want? One more?
Maybe just like one.
Okay. What is...
Well, two more. How about two more to like lock in the winner? You know what I mean?
I guess if we did one more and you got it, then we'd be tied.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm easy to lift, but hard to throw. What am I?
Pillow. I mean, feather.
Feather. What the heck? Why are you so smart?
Okay, I don't know. Thank you. I have really good IQ. Thank you. Hold on.
Did you tell her the answer before
I swear
started?
I didn't.
No, she didn't.
Why would I do that?
Because you actually, feel bad I for just her, knew that. She always loses.
Okay.
It's okay. Well, sorry that my brain is turned on for a second. It's working. Okay. It's 2-2. That's why we need a third one to like solidify the winner.
Okay, what has a neck but no head?
No!
A bottle. A bottle. I literally actually couldn't remember for a second.
Wait, a neck funny. But no head?
No, I'm joking. I'm joking. Please, we did that one already. Okay. It's the last one. Okay.
I can't even remember what the answer is, to be honest.
Okay, are you ready?
A bottle.
It is a bottle. Oh.
Yes. Are you ready?
Sorry. Yeah.
A cowboy rode into town on Friday. He stayed for 3 nights and rode out on Friday. How is this possible?
The horse's name is Friday.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't have time to use my brain. Good job.
I didn't have time to use my brain. My brain's turned off.
Tell me why. I was like, Friday, Saturday.
Well, it's that's the
first
the point.
Dub
yeah.
of 2025. It's the first dub of 2025.
How many more do you have? Is this like a ChatGPT thing?
No, I just was on goodhousekeeping.com scrolling through.
Why is there so many necks and heads and arms?
I don't know.
Ugh.
All right. Well, thank you guys for listening.
That was kind of funny, to be honest.
Email us. Let us know what your New Year's resolutions are, if you have any.
Yes.
We'd love to hear. So,
happy 2025, you guys. It's going to be a good year.
Next week.
New
episodes every Wednesday.
That's what I was going to say. It's like Wednesday.
I know.
It's like we finish each other's.
But like, what has two eyes, no head, and a neck, and no fingers?
It me.
I'm laughing because I don't even know what I said.
Me.
And on that note, bye.
Bye. See you next Wednesday. Bye.
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 Bye.